Fourth quarter set to begin. 8 minutes left in the game. Chillicothe 42. And the Notre Dame de Sion Storm of Kansas City with 20. Chillicothe's basketball. And the Storm just have not been hitting him from the outside. Hinkle, 1 of 7 from the perimeter. Carlin, 1 of 7. Number 14, 0 for 7. Oric, 1 of 5. So that's not real good shooting from the outside. Traveling call on Selby Miller as she had good defense right up in her face by Rose Oric and had to take a stutter step to avoid contact. So effective defense that time by Oric. The problem is they don't have much offense, obviously, with just 20 points. Dish inside. They kick it out. Long-range deuce. And again, what I've always called a silly shot, take one dribble step back, and that's a three ball for Gaither. She was just a half a step inside the arc from the baseline. Miller, low post, pivoted, had it knocked out of her hands, controlled now by the Storm. And a charging call. Selby Miller sold her a bill of goods. Congratulations. Selby Miller just sold you some swamp land in Florida. Foul was on Rose Oric. And loose basketball controlled by the Storm. Stolen back by Haley Kidd. Now a tie-up. Possession arrow pointing the Storm's way. This game starting to get a little ugly here. A lot of turnovers, 3 or 4 there on that last couple of seconds alone. 20-point lead for Chillicothe. 42-22, under 7 minutes left in the game. They try and lob it inside from the top of the key, inside to Shannon Carlin, and someone pushed off for Chillicothe. Haley Kidd whistled. Third team foul, one team foul on the Storm. Free throws won't be a deciding factor in this one. Nice little job of stepping inside, working in the paint, but you got to finish the shot off. Shannon Carlin did everything but make the shot. Had a nice step around pivot move around Selby Miller. And now Haley Kidd and Rose Oric tie up. And Oric called for the foul. I think Oric got a little bit too physical reaching in for the basketball, trying to steal it. And again, there's another steal by the Storm. The problem is their offense. They go down court. There they go. They get a nice steal and they toss it down court through the hands of Shannon Carlin and out of bounds. Just a not a good offensive night for the Storm, to be perfectly honest. And they average in the mid-40s probably, scoring-wise it looks like. Mid-range baseline jumper doesn't connect for Clara Lamer. Lamer and Miller have similar hairstyles tonight, so that's thrown me a couple of times. Our left wing, dribble inside to the free throw line, and that one not there for Selby Miller. Misses a free throw line jumper. Storm with a rebound, bring down court. Long range deuce again from that weird spot on the floor. Sively with a poke back after Carlin with a miss. Carlin 1 of 8 from outside. A 6 foot junior struggling on the perimeter. A little reach in foul as the nameless number 14 checks in and Rose Oric sets down. Clara Lamer checks out and Hunter Keithley checks in. Team fouls even at 3 apiece. Chillicothe leads it by 20. And we have a jump ball as the inbounds play goes to Hibner and two players collide on her, and the tie-up goes to Chillicothe. Haley Kidd gets it in backcourt to Hunter Keithley. Keithley shakes and bakes across the timeline around Carlin. Reach in on Carlin. That's another foul on her. Fourth team foul. Second one on Carlin, I believe. Hunter Keithley receives the inbounds pass, goes right wing to Kidd. Baseline to Lucy Reeder. Reeder goes back to the baseline after sealed off from the wider side of the field. Keeps it alive. They're working over to Hibner. Left wing Trey didn't get it to fall. Referees with the whistle. And it's out of bounds. Rebound lost out of bounds. After Hibner. Couldn't connect from the left wing. 2 of 5 for Jordan Hibner. 42-24. Chillicothe leads it by 18 now. Three ball doesn't fall. Goes over the top of the back. Bounces off the rim, over the top of the backboard, and out of bounds. As Hinkle couldn't find the mark. She is 1 of 8 now. 42-24. Hibner up top. Right side Miller. Bounce pass inside to Lucy Reeder at the high post. And someone reached in. It's going to be on number 14, who's not on anyone's roster. Even the scoreboard operator doesn't have a name for her, so I don't feel so bad now. Chillicothe inbounds it. Selby Miller up top of the key, left wing to Hunter Keithley. Hunter, dribble drive inside, bumps it back out. And off the rim from the left side wing for Reeder. Reeder misses the tray. There's a jumper that's no good. Offensive rebound, stick back, no good for Shively. Another offensive rebound, top of the key. Hinkle throws a head fake. Drives inside. That layup doesn't fall. And another rebound, and finally, after the fourth attempt, number 14 gets it in. Timeout on the court. Chillicothe leading 42-26 with 4:19 left in the game. Back in 30 seconds on KCHI.